Well, hello. This is Soul Odyssey Radio, and this is Deborah Herman, your host. I'm a medium and a mystic, and you can probably notice that we're starting a little late tonight, and I think it's because tonight we're talking about EVP, which is electronic voice phenomenon. And for some reason, we were having all kinds of problems with our electronics. So we're going to go right into the show. I am very fortunate tonight to have with me two wonderful guests, and I was able to meet them when I was out on my adventures in California. First guest is Margaret Downey, and she is an EVP expert. And we also have the second guest, who is Lisa Houston, who's also an EVP expert, but she comes to EVP from a different direction. The two of them met when Lisa was working on a documentary about EVP, and Lisa is a wonderful channel, and she also is a wonderful filmmaker, and she had interviewed Margaret and realized that Margaret is amazing at getting very accurate and interesting EVP, and the two of them teamed up and have some wonderful EVPs to share with you this evening. First, I'd like to start with Margaret. Margaret, why don't you explain a little bit about what EVP is and how it works?
Well, EVP is unexplained voices that appear in recording media, such as tape recorders, digital recorders, computer audio recordings, sometimes even can come through the television. They will use anything they can. Exactly how it works, we don't really know. We just observe the phenomena. We can see that it's happening, but we don't really have an answer for how it happens.
Now, who is they?
That would be, we believe, people who are no longer living in a physical body. So I prefer to think of them that way rather than ghosts or entities or anything like that. They're simply people that are no longer in a physical body.
Now, Lisa, we've talked about the different planes. Are these people who are ghosts? I mean, like I know that, Margaret, you said you don't like to call them that, but from what I understand, you are actually often bypassing what Mark Macy, who is a wonderful author about what would I do without the word wonderful? These things are just so amazing to me. But Mark Macy has written many books about EVP, and you can explain a little bit about the history. But evidently, there is an energetic field right around the Earth, and there's also an astral energy field that goes beyond that. And from how you've explained it, that's really where you're getting the EVP. Is that correct?
Yeah, what it's termed is a resonance field. And a resonance field is a mother, let's say a mother who's lost a child and her child is on the other side. That love and that connection that she has with her child is a resonance field. And then when Margaret and I get together and we do EVP sessions for families who have lost their loved ones or individual people, we basically, we know that it's real, and we focus our energy on their loved ones, and the family members, their love for their loved ones creates a very strong resonance field. And we also have another person involved with our work. His name is Bob Letterman, and he's an editor, and he had an EVP session with us and didn't believe any of it, but his parents were on the other side. And he had a strong resonance field. His resonance field for his parents was so strong that it basically overrode his disbelief, and he came in and had a session, and his father came through, and Margaret and I did not know his father's name. And we actually have one of those contacts that you can listen to, and one of our people on the other side, we have a tech team on the other side, and the facilitator came through and said, "We're meant to meet with Robert." And it's rather clear, and then after that they would say, "Talk now, Ray," and then you hear a man's voice say, "This is Ray." And we looked, and he's like, "That's my dad. His name's Ray." And so his love and his resonance field with his family was so strong, it, you know, got him in the chair, and it just, you know, now he's a total believer because he experienced it.
Well, I have met Bob, and Bob is truly, when you first meet him, you really don't get, and I, you know, I'm a psychic, but right when you first meet him, there's like this wall, and I watched the tape of how skeptical he was and how his energy shifted when he heard what he knew could only be his parents or his father coming through. It's just the most amazing thing to watch, and now, of course, he's part of your team and doing the documentary. We'll get to some of the EVPs relating to Bob a little later in the show. But the first one I'd like to – I think we should just go right into it. The first one I'd like to talk about is you were doing a session for some – they were all cousins, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And tell me what happened with that. They got together. They all did like a group session, and then they had an unexpected surprise.
So, which EVP are you going to play then? Just
The one that deals with Brent.
Okay, Brent. Yeah, we Margaret and I. It was probably I think it was our third EVP session, and. My neighbor told me you must do an EVP for my stepkids. Their parents died 19 years ago in a car accident, and they were in the car with their parents when they were killed in the car and they were children. So this was, you know, 19 years later, we go to their home and you know, it was our first, like, you know, client. And so we're a little nervous, and Margaret went in and set up all the equipment and all that, and we had no idea what would happen. And basically, their parents came through right away and started speaking. And during that session, one of the kids asked, is our cousin Brent there? And he came through. He said, yes, tell him it's me. And then periodically, you know, when Margaret and I were doing sessions with people, he would come through again saying, Brent, it's me. And after a year, you know, I couldn't take it anymore, you know, because he was trying so hard and I had to honor him. So I called his mom, and I called Sharon and told her that, hey, your son's talking to us. And she just, you know, she said, well, I heard that his cousins did this, like, EVP thing. What is it? You know? And so I said, you know, he's talking, and you should definitely, you know, try it. So she came, and she had a really beautiful experience. So that's go ahead.
Why don't we actually, to set this up, I think, how did this next EVP that we're playing, that is Brent, exactly what led up to it? Was there a question asked, I think, relating to his father or what was, remind me of that?
It was kind of the end of the EVP, and we had a group EVP session. And one of the people who knew, I think a relative of Brent's, basically asked, Brent, what do you want us to tell your father? And then he says, I'm surviving.
Okay, let's play it. Don't give it away.
Okay.
I'm surviving.
Let's play that again.
I'm surviving.
Well, I don't know about you, audience, but to me, that clearly states I'm surviving. And that's an amazing message to get from a loved one who's passed over to the other side. And our assumption is that these are people who have truly crossed over. You know, if you've seen a show like Ghost Whisperer, they talk about crossing into the light. Well, when a person is in the light, they can connect with us. They can come back to this dimension, and they can come through the electronic voice device and contact us and let us know that there is no death.
Absolutely.
Brent really, his mother was in a lot of grief, and you know, it was very rough on her to lose her child. I mean, he was 22 when he passed over, and all of a sudden he had an injury, like a skateboarding injury, and died suddenly from a blood clot. So it wasn't, you know, they weren't prepared. And I, from what I've learned, and, you know, Margaret, I know you'll agree that for Brent, in a lot of the cases, they come back to let their loved ones know they're okay to help their loved ones hear, you know, not grieve so much. And
yes.
That's really what the work is about.
Now, Margaret, what does the actual technology look like?
It varies. What I'm using is background sound and a computer with software, but people can also take a simple digital recorder or even a tape recorder and sit in silence and get voices.
Now, we don't want you to try this at home. There are ways that you can learn, and you should research it, only because I'm a firm believer in not dabbling. And Margaret's been doing this for many, many years. And, you know, I mean, that's a whole different show about, you know, going into the purpose that I see for both Lisa and Margaret has been one of divine connection of loved ones with those who have passed over. And
very
I think sometimes,
so.
Right?
Yeah, we're not into the spooky, scary stuff. We're about love, and we're about, you know, basically waking people up to the fact that you don't die. You just cross over to a higher dimension where we're originally from, and that you will see your loved ones again.
Not that there's anything wrong with ghost hunting. It happens to scare me.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't. It's just like you don't want to leave your doors open to just anyone. But when I observed Margaret doing the EVP, she literally used this kind of radio receiver that she had to hold. It's like she held it over her head to get the right frequency. Now, why is that? What does that do to enable the people on the other side to connect with us?
Well, when I'm holding the radio and I'm turning the dial very quickly to make it a background source of noise, the theory is that the sound enables them to or assists them in forming their voice into whatever device we're recording into. In my case, it's my computer. And instinctually, I get a feeling about moving the radio to the left or to the right or spin the dial faster or move it up, and that's what was happening that one night. And in fact, when I had said, I got the feeling they were telling me to move back, and I slid back, and then when we reviewed the recording, you could hear them saying, move back.
Yeah, I know. And we also get a double confirmation because at the same time, Lisa has been filming and her equipment actually can more clearly sometimes pick up what the voice is saying.
Yes, her audio is very good on her camera.
It's just amazing. And so a person on the other side, obviously they don't have vocal cords. So they're essentially using the electronic electronics in order to create sound?
That seems to be what they're doing. Exactly how they do that, that's the mystery. But, you know, as you said, they don't have vocal cords, so how is it that they are able to manipulate the mechanics of the technology in order to imprint their voice? It's just astounding.
Yeah.
Well, I know that
you can a lot of times hear them saying it talk. It's like talking, and then they talk.
Oh, so it's just as interesting to them as it is to us.
It definitely is. We hear them saying things all the time that express their shock that we can hear them. It's
like
it's
a
really,
telephone.
It's really kind of fun.
Yeah. They're really fun and playful, and they let us know that they're in the room with us. They'll tell us things like with Bob sometimes they'll go, because a lot of times we'll do EVP sessions at his home because we get really good EVPs there, and a lot of times they'll say, get the phone, Bob, and then the phone will ring, you know. So they
yes.
Prove,
now,
they
there's
a
another,
lot.
There's another one. I'm going to skip over what we had up next because – speaking of Bob, explain the little message he got from a person that he worked with.
A famous person.
Yes.
Bob's the editor and writer-director of the Star Trek series, all of them. And, you know, he mainly was more of an editor, but he wrote and directed some of the shows. And so we were having a session, and we were we had a person who was a medium, a channel experience in EVP, and she was picking up Gene Roddenberry. And Bob, at that time, he also works for the Gene Roddenberry Society, and he edits a lot of Gene Roddenberry's videos back, like in the 50s, and he was an incredible man. And so, you know, this channel that we were having this EVP session with said, "God, I'm picking up Gene Roddenberry," and so we continued the EVP.
And then I'll let
Margaret do the grand finale.
Okay, and Gene Roddenberry, as you know, those of you who are somewhat Trekkie, was the creator of Star Trek.
Right.
And the whole world of Star Trek emanated from that beginning point. So, right. Margaret, you just got an EVP, and then we'll play it. Do you have anything to say before we play it?
No, except for it's too bad people can't see Bob's expression when he hears this.
Yeah, the camera shook. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, so we're going to play this. Well, I almost want to sing the song, the music. Okay, I couldn't help myself. That, to me, that's Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that was Gene's way of making his connection with Bob.
Yeah.
Well, that's very amazing. And also, you know, a lot of us are very curious. When I've told people about this show, which, you know, up until now I really haven't had the inclination to invite amazing guests on my show. We've been talking about the seven lessons of soul Odyssey and the soul progress, and you know what I love about this is it really shows that we continue after we pass from this dimension into the next dimension, and we're doing things, and this connection between the two dimensions and the removing of the barriers of the veil is important to our growth as human beings and essentially to our survival, because we need to change our perspective of our day-to-day lives. So the next one that I'd like us to play for me is just, you know, just was amazing as confirmation of who these people are, because I think one day, Margaret, you were getting ready and you just asked a question. What was it?
Yes, well, sometimes people say, you know, it's me and I don't know who me is, so I asked for names, and this time I had just said, well, who's speaking? You know, who is this? And this is the answer we got.
Let's hear that again. One more time.
Were people who died. That says it pretty succinctly.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you got that answer?
Oh, I was tickled. It made all of us in the room laugh, because we know that we're talking to people who are quote-unquote dead, but it tickles me when they say things like that, because it's just another confirmation of who we're connecting with and also their sense of humor. You know, I'm expecting to get a name, but instead I get, "We're people who died."
Yeah, right. Like, duh.
Yeah, they think we're really slow down here.
Yeah, a little bit slow. Now, either of you can answer this question. You know, I was looking up a little bit of the history of EVP, especially Mark Macy has a – well, you have a wonderful website for the two of you. What's the web address?
It's EVPsessions.com.
And then Mark has an organization. What is the organization? They have a website.
Yeah, it's worlditc.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at that, and they were talking about there's so much that you can read about this, and of course, eventually you will have the pleasure of seeing a wonderful documentary by Lisa, Margaret, and Bob about this subject. And I was reading about Constantine Radovi.
Uh-huh. Radovi.
yeah, can you talk a little bit about that? About how things were started and how people knew about EVP?
It started back with the, like, shaman Indians, you know, the shamans in Indian tribes, like the Chukchi tribe. They're like an Eskimo tribe, and that was the first, like, EVP documented. And, you know, back, like, in the early 1900s, and they would drum, and that would be their white noise. They'd be drumming, a shaman, and then their ancestors would actually speak through the drumming sound.
Oh, so it was the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
They could speak over the vibration or with the vibration.
Yeah, they'd use that drumming noise and they would speak, and even animals would come through. And then from there, a lot of Catholic priests would receive EVPs. You know, they'd be recording like the Gregorian chant, and you know, through a magnetophone, and the wire would break, and then they'd fix it. And one of the priests was praying to God and say, "Oh God, Father, please help me." And then he fixed it and he played it back, and his biological father came through, and he said, "Zucchini, I'll always help you," or "Zucchini, I'll always be there for you." And Zucchini was, you know, the only person who knew him by that name was his biological father. So the Catholic priests have had some experiences with it.
And didn't the Pope acknowledge that?
Yeah, they brought it to the Pope, and he said, well, you know, there is life after death. So they were okay with that. And
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
and then there was a meeting of many scientists when Mark Macy was getting started.
That's correct. In Europe, in the 1980s, they actually had TV shows and radio shows, and there was a group of international researchers who met. You know, it's kind of like the spirit world instigated them all coming together, and the EVPs would come through, plus ITC, which means instrumental transcommunication, which Margaret does also, receiving actual pictures from the spirit world. And, you know, and audio, that's what ITC means, instrumental transcommunication, and that covers anything visual or audio. And then EVP is the audio part of it. But these scientists were receiving both of those, and Mark and these scientists actually received some incredible, you know, EVPs and visual stuff. One of them was Constantine Radive, and he used to be, in when he lived here, he was a EVP practitioner, and he came through and spoke to Mark and gave him, like, technical information on how to upgrade his equipment. And then it went further. These scientists actually tapped into angelic beings called ethereal beings, and these ethereal beings came through and gave them profound information about the whole history of mankind. And Mark has a book called The Project, and it has all that information in there.
I correct you. The Project.
The Project. The Project, right.
Because they actually have audio of a discussion with at least one part of it with one of the ethereal beings, and that's how it sounds. So they must be Canadian.
They're androgynous, and they speak many languages. Because they just spoke, I believe, German, and then they switched to English.
Well, they're from far, far away.
Uh-huh. And the information was very profound.
It was. And I've been reading the book. It's very interesting. And I think this is this is just opening up. It's a burgeoning field. Now, we are, I haven't mentioned this because we're having so much fun, but we are a live call-in show. So if anybody dares or you have some real burning questions about this, you can call us at 888-815-9756. We do have a few more EVPs to talk about. But I'm just so amazed. And there is a very interesting EVP that you experienced, which shows another application of the use of EVP. Why don't you tell us about the situation where you were out in the desert?
Oh, yes, the homicide.
Yes.
We can't reveal names because it's
That's
an ongoing
quite all right.
investigation. But Margaret and I went out to Desert Hot Springs and, 120 degrees, and went to this friend of ours' home, and we just had planned to connect up with this person's sister, and something else came through. And we'll just say the victim's name is George, and, we're changing his name, and basically this man's voice came through, and he said, "Get Ron. Ron killed me." And we're changing the names. And the victim on the other side, George, the girls in the room started crying. And Margaret and I are like, "Well, what's that? Who's that?" And they said, "That's our best friend, George, and he was murdered 5 days ago."
Now, who were the, not names, but who were the girls in relationship to the woman that you were doing the EVP for?
I'll let Margaret continue. Go ahead, Margaret.
Well, the two girls are best friends, and the one girl that was hosting us at her home, it was her best friend's sister that we were trying to reach. That was our intention of going there. And their murdered friend came through instead. He was friends with both of them.
And so
he
told them the name of who killed him, didn't he?
That's correct.
Yes, he did.
Several times. And
so he was warning them because they all know people in connection together. And
correct.
So he said to them, and we'll play this in the next EVP.
Right. We can't play the actual contact where he says so-and-so killed me just because it's an ongoing investigation. But this is something he's warning the girls because their boyfriends know the killer. So he was warning them to be careful. So that's what the EVP said. I won't tell you what the EVP is. I'll let the audience listen to it, and then we can talk about it.
One more time.
So he's telling the girls, watch out, watch out.
And they
knew exactly what that meant. They're like, oh my God, yeah, we get that. And it is true because during the investigation, a lot of stuff occurred that was really scary. I mean, where at one point I had to, call the police to protect them, and it was really scary. Mainly for them.
They were
courageous women.
We have a very, very special treat tonight, and I'm very grateful. We have Brent's mom on the line.
Oh my God!
Hi there, welcome.
Hi.
Hi,
Ben, Sharon, Brent's mom.
So why don't you tell
us the story?
I
cannot call because I was listening to this, and it's pretty overwhelming, and I just wanted to express my thoughts and say how great it is to hear your child's voice.
Yeah, Sharon,
it's awesome.
You're great, Sharon.
Well, I'm getting
Margaret
such a chill.
Lisa.
I can't imagine, first of all, what it's like to lose a child. And I only connected with these wonderful people through a friend of mine when I was visiting in L.A. fairly recently. And it's a miracle. So share with us what it was like for you.
Well, I have to tell you, I was a little skeptical when I went at first, but I went really hoping to hear from Brent because Lisa called me and said, "Brent's calling for you," and I just felt like I needed to go, and it was an amazing experience, and I'm so grateful for it, and I mean, I'll never get over Brent's death, but to know that he's okay because I never really got to say goodbye. And he told me he loved me, and I was worried about who he was with, and he said, "My granny's got me." And so my mom has him. She met him, and, all these things that you're wanting to know that you wish you could find some way of knowing happened for me. And I can't explain to you probably in words enough what it meant to me to know that. And I know with every fiber of my being that was Brent coming through to me. And the way he replied to the questions was totally the way my son would answer. And I know when they said, so you say something for your dad, and he said, tell them it's your kid. That's the way my son would say that.
He's a kid.
Well, Sharon, we've got something for you. Everyone, let's listen to this. Let's play that again. That's my granny's got me.
The famous granny got me.
that
tells us a lot. It tells us a lot. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, like I have to say, you know, I have other loved ones on the other side, my brother and his wife, and but my mom, to know that she has my son with her in her safekeeping, that she was there, oh, my God, I can't even explain to you how that feels. It just makes your heart a little bit happy, you know what I mean? It makes it makes you happy to know that he's with your mom.
Yeah.
It's a totally real
amazing experience, and I happened to go on Facebook and I saw this and I thought, oh my God, and I had to call in because it has been such an experience for me, and it's just amazing, and I to know that Brent was calling for me and to actually have him come through, and he told me he loved me, and I've longed to hear those words for a long, long time, so
yeah.
I just can't tell you how great it is.
Sure.
I'm getting a message, actually, for the audience. I think it took a long time for Lisa to feel safe enough to call you, Sharon, because you know, we feel people like us who are expansive and we're every day we're connecting to the other dimensions. We know that people can think that we're crazy. And, you know, I'm hoping that by doing this show and by the constant wonderful work and by people like you willing to share, that the people in the mainstream are going to understand this is reality. This is not paranormal. And it's a shame. It's really a shame that Lisa had to, you know, I mean, I'm grateful that she finally said, okay, get out of my head, you know.
Well, I'm so grateful that she, you know, that she didn't give up and that she did call me. And like I said, I didn't know what it was, really. I didn't know what to expect. I tried to go with a really open mind because, of course, I wanted to hear from my son. And, you know, I was totally amazed by what happened, you know, and how it worked. And I left there that night, and I just was like, oh, my gosh, I actually had communication with Brent, you know. And I talked to him every day, you know. I always told him I miss him and stuff like that. But to actually hear something back is amazing.
It's miraculous.
It is.
It's like talking
amazing
on the phone.
It is. And, like I said, his replies to me were something that I could relate to because it sounded like the way Brent would answer me totally and, how he would talk. You know, Brent was quite a character. He was, he liked to have fun and a good time and, you know, so. It was a totally amazing experience, and I really appreciate these ladies for taking the time to call me and, you know, really tell me he's calling for me. So
you're
congratulate yourself.
It's such a blessing for us, too, be able to experience and share in Brent's energy with you. It's just, he's so amazing, and you could just tell he's an EVP rock star.
Yeah, we call him a rock star.
Yeah,
now he's part of our resonance field because he, you know, we call for him to help us, you know, get other people and stuff. He becomes part of the team. And he's our team on the other side.
See, did you know that was going to be his future career?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. And
well, he's helping a lot of people. He just, you know, yeah. There was this article I read about a her name is Anna something. She's on Mark Macy's site, and her life was cut short. And she knew from communicating with the angels that her work and her connection to the other side was so strong that she was able to do her work from the other side. And, of course, I don't know, you know, what God and the angels had in store for your son, but certainly he is doing amazing work for humanity, even though he's not on this dimension. And that's the way.
I was sharing with Lisa and Margaret at the session that before Brent passed away, Brent was just a very hard worker, working young man. He just loved life and everything. But about 2 weeks before this all happened, he had made me promise. Well, actually, he was like pacing in the kitchen area, and I thought something's on his mind, because I knew Brent well enough to know something was bothering him. And I finally asked him, I said, Brent, what's wrong? What's bothering you? And he goes, Mom, will you make a promise to me? And I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds serious. And I said, what's that? And he said, if anything happens to me, I want you to bury me at Sunset Hills. And I looked at him, and I said, Brent, I said, oh, my gosh. I said, you know, I don't need to know that. And he starts laughing and makes a little joke out of it. And he said, but, Mom, Roy Rogers is buried there. And I said, okay, I'll remember that. Whatever, you know. And then well, 2 weeks later that he broke his leg, and he developed a blood clot and died that evening. And we had just left him for the night, and he told me, he says, Mom, I said, Brent, I'll be there first thing in the morning. He says, Mom, don't worry about me. I'm just going to sleep. And I hear those words over and over in my mind, but it bothers me so bad that I wasn't there. And all these things come back to you later. You know, you don't remember them at the time. And so then when Lisa called me and told me all of this, and Renee, my niece, had that lost her parents, had been telling me about it, how strong he was coming through. I really felt the need to see what it was and try to experience that. So I'm so grateful for that, because I truly believe that. Thank you so much for calling.
You give great hope to many parents who whose children are unfortunately taken way too soon, and you were given the opportunity to know that even though you were not physically there, the physical body is a shell, and your son was able to show you and many, many others that the soul continues and life continues.
It's just a gift to me, and I hope that other parents, other moms out there can have that same experience, and, you know, because it's a horrible thing to go through in your lifetime. And, you know, I hope that any other parent out there can experience something like I did, because it means so much. So anyways, I want to thank you, Lisa and Margaret.
Yeah.
And,
well, you're welcome. We love you, Sharon.
Yeah,
we love you,
wonderful.
Too.
And what about Deborah?
And I was just saying, thank you, Deborah, so much for listening. And I enjoyed this very much. And I hope that you guys can continue doing this work and helping parents like myself.
We've met a lot of parents with kids on the other side, and it's very hard. And but their kids are amazing. It's actually, there's a group of moms called the Big Circle Moms. And it's like a group which Margaret started connecting up with them. But these moms have lost kids on the other side. And when their kids were on the other side, all these moms started doing EVP, and their kids talked to them. And they basically, you know, have this organization, and they do EVPs periodically, and they all listen to each other's EVPs. And it's a great network. Margaret can tell you more about it because that's how you kind of got into all this.
Right. When I joined the Association Transcommunication, which used to be called the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena, that I instantly was drawn to the Big Circle Moms, and we are a group that records worldwide. We have members from all different countries, and it's every other Thursday night at 8 o'clock that person's time. We record for 5 minutes, and then we get on the board, and we all share what we got. So if one mom isn't able to record, sometimes their child will come through to another member that happens to be recording for the evening. So it's really wonderful to be able to share those messages.
And kids have done so much for kind of raising the consciousness, and that makes their parents feel really wonderful that their kids are really serving us, even though they're on the other side. They're amazing kids, and they help us all the time. We call on them to help get other people on the other side to come through for the EVPs. The kids are really the rock stars. Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Sharon.
Very honored.
I hope you'll become a regular listener to the show, and you can call in at any time. This certainly isn't our last time to talk about these types of subjects. Again, thank you. And thank you, Brent.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Deborah.
I want to close our EVPs, not our show yet. We still have a few more minutes. Going back to Bob and the evening that I had my EVP, I missed my parents. Both of them are on the other side, but I was especially, I had a different relationship between my mother and my father, and with my father was more playful. And it was as clear as could be, and you remember it, Margaret. He said, "Hey, monster."
Yes, he sure did.
And I checked with my brother, and he said, yes, he said that to us because we were monsters. We were 10 months apart, and we drove my parents crazy, and my father thought it was funny, and he used to say, "Hey, monsters."
They often say things that you'll recognize as being them, either by the direct words or their personality, because sometimes the voice doesn't match exactly, but the wording or the phrasing will let you know beyond a doubt that you're speaking to your loved one.
Yeah, because it does sometimes sound a little bit robotic, which, of course, it's an electronic voice. But there are some, and we've heard some tonight, that are just uncanny in how human they sound. I know you've gotten some very good EVPs where when you're looking at the computer, you don't even see the lines.
Yeah, that one was amazing. We were at a client's house, and it was an actress who's on one of the soaps, and we were doing a session, and Margaret starts playing it, and it's flatlined, and they say, "This is special." And it was really clear. And that's the first time I experienced that. And Margaret's like, Margaret, why don't you explain when they don't use the sound wave, why it's flatlined? They're not even using the noise.
Pardon me. We think that there's a couple different ways that they talk, just like we have various ways of transmitting our voice. And one of them seems to be just like a direct manipulation of the electronic equipment itself. Like, they bypass the sound altogether and go directly into the equipment and put their voice on it. And that's considered something that's called a transform EVP. And you don't even see it on the waveform. A waveform is what the sound looks like when you see it on the computer. And it's flat, but yet voice is clearly there. It's just mind-boggling.
This is special, so they're funny, like, "This is special," and it's a special one, so it was really interesting.
So I want to play one more EVP, again for our friend Bob. I hope you're listening, Bob. If you are able to see the documentary and you watch his face, it's his very first EVP, when he hears his parents. He was asking how they were. Is that what happened with this last one?
I think it was at the very beginning. Oh, no, he was asking. He said, Dad, are you okay over there? And then this was their response.
One more time.
So we're happy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they're happy.
And then after that, he had said, well, what's it like there? And his dad said, it's the life.
Yeah.
Which is something that when his father was here, he used to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so we're happy.
Uh-huh.
So,
and it's the life.
You know, I know that some of us who are clairvoyant and some of us are dreamers and mediums, and we know that, Margaret, you can't help yourself now that you're getting sucked into the old intuition and feeling where you're supposed to hang the radio signal and all of that. But it's still so different than literally hearing the voice. You know, because I know I've had visions of what I think it looks like over there through dreams and that kind of thing. But, boy, it gives you a whole different picture.
Well, I had the camera on Deborah when her father came through, and, you know, her face, when she got her mind, in her mind, is like, oh, my God, that's my dad. You know, her whole face changes, and that's what's so precious is when you're watching a person, you know, and they actually are hearing a loved one, especially, you know, their parents. And, you know, we get that all the time. And, you know, I'm on the camera, and it's close up on her face, and, you know, her eyes just go like, oh, my God.
Well, because, you know, what's so funny is my father was always fascinated with all things psychic. He used to bring home the Kreskin game, and my mother was actually literally clairvoyant. She would see things that she didn't want to see with her eyes open, and she tried to hide it. My sister is a medium, practicing medium in Ohio. My brother's psychic. My kids are all psychic, you know, and I think my father must just be having such a thrill with this. I can just see him, you know, because whenever I've had a medium pick up on anything for me, he like pushes right to the front, you know.
Yep. We've learned with EVP there's different energies, like your dad and Brent, you know, they have stronger energies. There are times where we'll get, like, someone wants to speak to their grandmother, and her energy is really soft. Or we have one person, a friend of ours, her name's Dana, and her dad crossed over. And, you know, we knew her before her dad crossed over, and then her dad crossed over, and then she called us. And, you know, we just kind of helped her through it all. And then she came for an EVP session, and we didn't get anything. But there was another person in the room, and they jumped in the chair and wanted an EVP, and that their loved one was really strong and came through. So when you have a real gentle soul on the other side, it takes a while to get them to come through because they need that energy to push through. And Dana told me that her dad was so polite that he would always let everybody else come through first, and that
well,
she had a hard
yeah.
time with that. But what happened with her? He started coming. He opened up her psychic abilities. She said, "Oh my God, Lisa! One day I was walking up the top of my stairs with a basket of laundry, and I wasn't thinking about anything. And all of a sudden, it was like I felt him, and he was like talking in my head. And you know, she was like, "Is that okay?" And it's like, "Yeah, your relatives on the other side will try any way to communicate with you, either psychically or." They'll even, you know, I've had experiences a long time ago, you know, through the radio. You know, when I was pregnant with my son, he actually came through the radio and he'd say, "Mom, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay," because my life was a total mess back. You know, it was a mess. And, you know, I didn't have any money. I wasn't married. And, you know, I was pregnant. And he would come through. And where Dana's dad, he didn't come through the EVP, but he started working with her psychically, and she started trusting her psychic abilities, which is really, really important.
Well, that's a wonderful journey that they can take together. Unfortunately, we are reaching the end of the hour. It went by so fast. You're going to have to come on again. I know the audience is just going, I'm going to get a lot of good feedback, we're going to have to make this a regular type of thing. I just want to tell you a little funny thing is how, our loved ones, when they pass over, are able to work through things that have electronics or batteries or whatever. Right after my dad passed away, there was a little toy on top of the television, and it was this little like rabbi, and uh-huh. All of a sudden the thing starts playing Hava Nagila out of nowhere. This little dancing rabbi, that was my dad's humor.
They don't want to scare us. They totally do not want
to
scare us.
They wanted us to laugh, and we did. Yeah. We just laughed hysterically. So anyway, it's the end of the hour. I'd like for you all to mention your website again and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. It's evpsessions.com. And we have a website. It has a montage of some of our videos or EVPs, videos of the EVPs, and then information about Margaret and myself. And Margaret also has a website that has pictures. Margaret also receives pictures from the other side.
It's uncanny.
And the link to that, if you follow through the EVP Sessions site, you'll find it. But it's itcdeadpeople.com.
I see dead people. No, ITC
yeah.
Dead people.
ITC for instrumental transcommunication, so ITC dead people. And you
okay.
can find both Lisa and myself. We're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/EVP sessions.
Yeah.
And you know that you can find me on Facebook because that's how I have found a lot of you. Write to me. Let me know if you loved this show and if you want more like it. I can be reached at my email at Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. Don't forget the dash. And you can see me on Facebook Deborah Levine Herman. And we will be back again next week with Soul Odyssey Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Thank,
thank,
you,
thank you so much.